The debate around gun ownership in America has become a battlefield of misinformation and emotional manipulation. Every mass shooting follows a predictable pattern. Before facts emerge, political opportunists exploit tragedy to push legislation that often wouldn't have prevented the incident. When gun rights advocates respond with facts, they're labeled insensitive. The manipulation is calculated. Emotional appeals rather than facts sway well-meaning people who genuinely want to prevent future tragedies. Media coverage reveals stark bias. When a shooter fits the preferred narrative, white, conservative, religious, the story dominates headlines for months. When they don't, like the Dallas shooting where 5 police officers were killed by a BLM supporter, the story vanishes within 24 hours. Statistics become weapons, too. The media falsely portrays mass shootings as uniquely American while manipulating definitions to inflate numbers, claiming hundreds annually when the actual number of random public attacks targeting strangers is between 2 and 12 per year. What happens when narratives get disrupted? When a 22-year-old legally carrying under Indiana's constitutional carry law stopped a mass shooting at a Greenwood mall in just 15 seconds, gun control advocates were outraged. Some even equated the hero's violation of the mall's "No Guns Allowed" sign with the mass murderer's actions. The reality? The Second Amendment protects everyone regardless of politics. After Trump's election, many anti-gun liberals suddenly became interested in gun ownership, briefly recognizing what gun rights advocates have always understood. When confronted with evil, we must choose to fight or hide. Being armed doesn't guarantee safety, like seatbelts don't ensure survival in crashes, but both help prevent tragedies or minimize harm. Many trust their safety entirely to the state, believing they'll never need protection. Yet when official protection fails, as in Uvalde, citizens become the next line of defense. Despite media narratives, the Crime Prevention Research Center has documented over 80 incidents where armed citizens stopped mass killings. The critical factor is response time. Every moment without resistance allows killing to continue. While arming teachers faces emotional resistance, immediate response remains the most effective deterrent. Being prepared isn't living in fear, it's having survival tools if needed. Claims that armed citizens would make things worse contradict evidence, as mistaken identity shootings occur more frequently with police than civilians. Remember, gun control laws don't deter criminals, they only disarm law-abiding citizens. After tragedies, politicians demand action without considering effectiveness. Gun control historically targeted disadvantaged groups, while the privileged found workarounds. Automatic weapons were effectively banned in 1934. Legal machine guns require special approval and cost thousands, yet criminals still obtain illegal ones through smuggling or conversion. Semi-automatic firearms, firing one round per trigger pull, are globally common and preferred for self-defense as they're easier to operate one-handed. Despite fears, expanded concealed carry hasn't created predicted chaos. Assault rifle creates confusion. Experts use it for select fire, magazine-fed weapons already heavily regulated, while media applies it to any intimidating gun. The 1994 assault weapons ban proved ineffective according to DOJ studies, merely restricting cosmetic features. Magazine capacity restrictions fail tactically. Mass shooters position strategically, carry multiple weapons, or practice quick reloads that take seconds. Background checks exist for licensed dealer sales, but criminals circumvent them through straw purchases or theft, while creating bureaucratic hurdles for law-abiding citizens. Despite media narratives, guns prevent crime far more often than cause it. Defensive gun uses, DGUs, occur between 500,000 and 2.5 million times annually, vastly outnumbering the 10,000 to 13,000 gun homicides. Most DGUs go unrecorded because no shots are fired. The mere presence of a gun often deters criminals. Even during 2020's murder spike, DGUs still outnumbered homicides by at least 24-1 using conservative estimates. Anti-gun advocates manipulate statistics by combining suicides with homicides as gun deaths, despite evidence that suicide methods are substitutable across cultures. They also include justified homicides and police shootings to inflate numbers. While pepper spray and martial arts have value, firearms offer superior protection, especially for smaller, elderly, or disabled individuals facing armed threats. Anti-gun rhetoric often portrays gun owners as morally repugnant or compensating for inadequacies to shame them into silence. Yet law-abiding gun owners aren't behind violence in gun-restricted areas. We're ordinary people protecting our families. Nationwide gun confiscation faces insurmountable logistical challenges. Essential infrastructure would quickly fail as maintenance personnel actively resist or sabotage these efforts. Conservative-leaning special forces veterans and law enforcement officers with tactical knowledge and infrastructure expertise could effectively paralyze major cities, knowing critical vulnerabilities and emergency response systems. The military and police who would execute confiscation orders are themselves predominantly gun owners and Second Amendment supporters. Expecting them to act against their own communities demonstrates a fundamental misunderstanding of their values. Confiscation advocates underestimate both the logistical complexity and depth of resistance they would encounter. Their preference for incremental restrictions tacitly acknowledges that outright confiscation would trigger massive armed resistance. The Second Amendment functions as America's emergency kill switch, a last resort following the traditional four boxes of liberty: soap, ballot, jury, and ammo, representing progressive safeguards against tyranny, speech, legal action, and armed resistance. Rather than ineffective gun control measures, we should focus on practical solutions that preserve civil liberties through a three-part approach: get armed, get trained, and get involved. When purchasing a firearm, determine your ownership purpose, complete background checks, ensure proper storage, and educate children to remove the mystery around firearms. Proper training is essential. Follow four fundamental safety rules: point firearms in the safest direction, assume all guns are loaded, keep your finger off the trigger until ready to shoot, and be certain of your target and what's beyond it. We must eliminate gun-free zones, which create soft targets for mass killers. John Lott's research indicates 98% of mass killings occur in these areas. Media should refuse to name shooters, ensuring they're forgotten rather than immortalized. We should also reform outdated regulations, like the National Firearms Act, restricting suppressors and short-barreled firearms, items that could benefit hearing protection and assist disabled and elderly users. Gun culture has become increasingly inclusive, with minorities and women representing a significant portion of gun owners. Black Americans lead this shift, with Black women's gun ownership rising 58% since 2020. In Philadelphia, concealed carry permits jumped from 11,814 to 70,790 in 2021, coinciding with an increase in justifiable homicides as citizens defended themselves against attacks. Grassroots movements illustrate this evolution. After the Pulse nightclub shooting, Operation Blazing Sword emerged, providing firearms training to over 11,000 LGBTQ+ individuals. When the Not Fucking Around Coalition, a Black militia group, conducted armed demonstrations in 2020, the gun community critiqued only their handling techniques, not their right to bear arms. Self-defense transcends political affiliations, racial identities, gender expressions, and sexual orientations. The Second Amendment protects this fundamental human right, ensuring not just hunting privileges, but the preservation of life, liberty, and protection against tyranny.